There's more news of racism at Boston's Fenway Park. A white Red Sox fan has been banned for life for uttering a racial slur at a game, the very same week that Baltimore Orioles outfielder Adam Jones said a fan at Fenway Park heckled him with the N-word. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com, and he joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
And what do you make of these incidents and the reaction to them?
Let's take the second one first, second one in time, which was the fan. So what happened was during the national anthem, someone in the bleachers apparently said an epithet to about the singer. And another fan told security that this was said, and the person who uttered the original utterance said it again, and boom, he was out. And the president of the Red Sox said, we're not going to take this. Maybe they're a bit more sensitive since the earlier incident with the great player Adam Jones. So that's a stance that the Red Sox have taken. Now, earlier, it seems to have been a yell, a catcall from the stands at Fenway. They have not identified who actually said it. Other black major leaguers have said, yes, when we go to Boston, we expect this, even more so than some other cities. CeCe Sabathia, an African-American pitcher for the Yankees, said, used to get it all the time with the Indians. Now that I'm with the Yankees, we have our own security. We don't get it so much. But it's known, or it has been reported as widely known among the few, and fewer still, African-American players in baseball, that the Fenway fans will engage and will catcall them with nasty racial slurs.
So you think this is more of a Boston thing than a baseball thing?
No, I think it's an American thing, and I'm just saying that what the major league players have said is that we get this in Boston. Of course, in Boston, the fans are closer to the stadium. It's a small ballpark. That might be an effect, you know? In Boston, they're really nasty to the other fans, you know? When the, say, the Yankees play on the road in Florida, in Tampa, mostly Yankee fans show up. I mean, there's a whole number of reasons that it could happen. I'm just saying that the other black players have said, yep, we've heard this in Fenway before.
What about when you look at Major League Baseball as a whole, though? The audience, according to Nielsen, is 83% white.
Yeah, and the player pool is 60-something percent white, but among African Americans, it's around 7 or 8%. In fact, it fell from 8-point-something to 7-point-something because of, just judging from the opening day rosters, because four players were on the DL to start the season. When you deal with numbers that small, you know, one or two players being hurt can hurt the overall population of African American players. There has been an influx of Asian, but especially Latin players in the game, so it is still majority white, not as white as when Jackie Robinson broke in, but not as black as, you know, two decades after Jackie Robinson broke in. At its height, I don't know that baseball ever had more than 20% African-American players. It has been reported that they had, but, you know, recent researchers have gone back and said it really wasn't that high. They included Afro-Latino players in that number, but it is down. And baseball is trying to reverse this. I have a few thoughts on that. I've talked to many people, many African-American baseball fans who are older, and they usually say it's a shame. They remember Jackie Robinson is pretty much the most important person in their life other than Martin Luther King. But I just think that young black kids are choosing other sports, which might not be a horrible thing. Mm. But like I said, baseball wants a more diverse playing field.
That's Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst who hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.